I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. More than 200 political prisoners in Nicaragua were released and flown to the United States on Thursday, including five former presidential hopefuls and other leading critics of President Daniel Ortega. Angela Johnston has more.
There were hugs and warm greetings after more than 200 political prisoners were released to the U.S. from Nicaragua on Thursday. Among them, five former presidential hopefuls, including Juan Sebastian Chamorro.
Thank you very much.
Now, he has one thing on his mind.
I met my wife, see my daughter for the first time a year and a half. It crossed my mind, but it never crossed my mind that it was going to happen right now. I thought this was going to take longer.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. Washington has called the release a constructive step toward improving human rights. In Nicaragua, it was framed differently, with a judge describing the 222 prisoners as traitors that had been deported. Ortega has jailed dozens of political opponents, journalists, and religious figures in recent years, including before his 2021 re-election, which the United States denounced as a sham. The United States said Thursday that the Chinese balloon shot down by the U.S. military over the weekend was capable of collecting intelligence signals and was part of a Chinese military surveillance program around the globe. A senior State Department official said the balloon's equipment was clearly for intelligence surveillance rather than collecting weather data, as China had said. The FBI continues to collect wreckage from the balloon that was shot down by a U.S. fighter jet on Saturday. It was shot down over the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of the eastern United States and specifically the state of South Carolina. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the first aid convoy reached victims in northern Syria on Thursday as he appealed for more access and funds to assist the millions of people affected by the earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria on Monday. Guterres said the need for help is great.
Just hours ago, the first United Nations convoy crossed into northern Syria through the Bab al-Awa crossing. It included six trucks carrying shelter and other desperately needed relief supplies. More help is on the way, but much more is needed.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke by phone with the Turkish foreign minister on Thursday to express continued support and discuss how the U.S. can continue efforts to provide assistance in the area. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said the United States will continue to demand unhindered humanitarian access to Syria and urged Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government to immediately allow aid through all border crossings.
We are calling on the Assad regime to immediately allow all humanitarian aid in through all border crossings and to let humanitarians access all persons in Syria in need.
Yahoo said Thursday it plans to lay off more than 20% of its total workforce as part of a major restructuring of its ad tech division. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
Yahoo is going through a major overhaul and says it plans to lay off more than 20% of its total workforce. The cuts, part of a major restructuring of the company's ad tech division, will impact nearly 50% of Yahoo's employees in that division by the end of this year, including nearly 1,000 employees this week. This comes as many advertisers have pared back their marketing budgets in response to record high inflation rates and continued uncertainty about a recession.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Iran has released several prominent female activists and journalists from the notorious Evin prison in Tehran. This is according to activists on Thursday. Media based outside Iran said a total of seven women were released while Iran continues to press a crackdown against protests that erupted in September. It wasn't clear if the releases were linked to an announcement by the Office of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei that he had agreed to pardon a large number of convicts, including those detained over the protests. Rights activists have urged skepticism over the announcements, noting many prominent figures remain in jail and activists continue to be arrested. Pakistan confirmed Thursday that it skipped this week's Russia-hosted multilateral consultations on Afghanistan. The countries invited included China, India, Iran, and other regional neighbors. The meeting was held Wednesday in Moscow. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.